The Ontario government's keeping costs down. They are stopping the estimated 4.6% increase to the beer basic tax and the LCBO markup rates that were scheduled for March 1st of this year. That would have resulted from rates being indexed to inflation, which the government of Ontario has waived over the last 6 years. And so this latest freeze will be in place for 2 years now until March 1st of 2026. Also, the government in the budget yesterday proposes to eliminate a 6.1% basic tax at on-site winery retail stores and also is preparing Ontario-based producers to help with the transition to a more open alcohol marketplace. So how does that help our local wineries? Steve Mitchell is president of the beautiful Sprucewood Winery out on the shores of Lake Erie, and he joins us now. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Patty.
So were you happy to hear this? I know there's been a long time this push to get rid of this 6.1% tax.
Happy is, doesn't even describe it. I have been waiting for so long, and we've had so many conversations about this 6.1, and to see it finally come through, I can't tell you, it means a lot. You look at most wineries in Ontario by volume, most of the wineries are small wineries. And these small wineries have been living with a 6.1% surtax. That comes right off of the top. This isn't on profits. This isn't on, you know, all the money they've made. That comes right off the top. So if you see a, you know, $10 bottle of wine, you know, 6% of that right off the bat was tax. And, you know, in a not hugely profitable industry, that's really difficult. So this change actually benefits greatly the wineries at the small end of the scale. That's the ones that benefit from this the most. And so I'm really happy to see that because it's been quite the yoke for some time.
And the scary thing is it's an Ontario tax that's on Ontario-based producers going after, you know, wines that are coming in from other countries.
That's 100% right. It's an exclusive tax to winery retail store operators. It's almost like a non-compete tax. You know, there's lots of ways to look at it, but at the end of the day, the only people that were paying it were small Ontario wineries.
And I know that there's been pressure on. There's been a members bill that was, you know, put in there. There's been so much talk and pressure. It's taken till now to do this. What will this mean, you know, for your sales for the, you know, the small wineries here?
Well, I mean, I think it means different things for each winery. But, you know, I can say for us here at the winery, that's freed up capital to do different things with. Before, it was money that just went out the door. And, you know, no other business pays that tax other than small Ontario wineries. So this is money freed up to be able to improve on marketing. We can get more customers in the door by, you know, spending that money on marketing. We can spend it on salaries. We can hire more people. It's freed up capital. And for some wineries, I'll be honest with you, that means profitability for them. That's like breaking even or getting profitable finally. So like I said, it means a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I don't, as a buyer, if I'm buying a $20 bottle of wine, the extra $1.20 won't stop me from buying it within that tax. But that $1.20, I'd much rather see go to you making that wine and anything else you need to do with it than going to the government, because there's already tax. It's not like this takes away all the taxes and suddenly the government's not getting anything from your bottle of wine.
No, exactly. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, wine is a challenging marketplace from the perspective of being able to raise your taxes. You know, at the retail stores, sure, there is a little bit more flexibility. But again, you know, everybody keeps in mind, well, here's what I'd pay at the LCBO for a bottle of wine. So that's always in the back of people's heads when they're going to make a purchase. And, you know, having that for some wineries, that's going to mean, okay, maybe I can change my pricing a little bit. Maybe I can be a little bit more competitive and get that extra bottle of wine sale. So, you know, it was a cog in the wheel before. And, you know, I'm really happy that the Ontario government, the Ford PC government has basically come around to me, the ones to help us make this happen. Like, this is where it's happened. Like you said, there's been a lot of private members' bills over the years from various parties. You know, if we've had in each of the different wine regions, different members that are representing our region, and they would go to bat and try to make something happen. But I can say that right now, something has happened. So we're super happy with that.
The government also yesterday announced that it's going to conduct a targeted review of taxes and fees on beer, wine, and alcoholic beverages, hoping to promote a more competitive marketplace for the Ontario-based producers and consumers. Does that give you hope that there may be even more to come in that, you know, you may see a little more relief in that?
Well, I can say that there's discussions ongoing right now. As alluded to, that is correct. There is a broad discussion going on right now as to how, you know, with the change of the master framework agreement, you know, things are good. The books are going to be opened up and there's going to be discussions on, you know, what can change and how can change best. And honestly, it's going to be devil's in the details. You know, there's a number of things that we'd like to see change that will help support Ontario wineries and Ontario breweries and basically Ontario businesses. And if those things happen, that could be a real change, a massive change that would really make a big difference in terms of getting more Ontario product onto the shelves, more people drinking Ontario product, and really... You know, there's a lot of places around the world that are modeled around systems that benefit the home players. And we'd love to see some of that type of a scenario set up that looked like that so that we could succeed in our home territory better. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of that. What is the final decisions? How do things work? But I feel confident based on the verbiage that they've been putting out there and their past actions that they're going to go to bat for Ontario, and we're cautiously optimistic on that.
Okay, good, Steve. What wine would you like to promote out there? What are you pushing this year? What do you think is really good that we should all come out and try?
We've got a number of fantastic wines, but you know, if you're a fine wine drinker, you like you know, a big heavy body of reds. We always recommend our Aposamento.
Oh, that is unique. So good.
Oh, thank you so much. Glad you like that one. Yeah, it's a unique one here in Essex County. We're one of the only one in this area doing an Aposamento style wine. We also have a couple great wines if people don't want to make the trip all the way out. You can find some of our products at the LCBO. We've got our new Beach Glass. It's been on the shelves for about a year now. And our Pinot Grigio as well, I believe, is going on sale in the next month or two. So, you know, a couple of great products that people can choose from.
Ooh, on sale. I do love a Pinot Grigio, but your Aposamento, I'm telling you, that's a big red.
It's a nice wine, isn't it?
It is beautiful.
Glad you appreciate it, Patty.
Okay. Well, Steve, you know, thanks for coming on about this, and congratulations on finally seeing some relief on the taxes, and let's hope that there's some more to come.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you. That's Steve Mitchell, president of Sprucewood Winery out on the shores of Lake Erie. What a beautiful place they have there and some fantastic wines. You know, as we're getting into the nicer weather, it really is a good chance for you to take a drive out and see some of those wineries and experience just the beauty that they have. They've built some beautiful, everyone is so different out there. But check out some of that winery. These grapes are grown here in our own backyard and they do some great things with it.